Democrat Dave Obey is now in his 40th year in Congress after defeating Republican Dan Mielke, an organic farmer from Portage County, in November. Mielke is already campaigning again, channeling conservative anger over the stimulus package and the budget backed by Obey and President Obama.
We are facing a financial crisis for the fact that we are so far in debt that we'll never be able to crawl out of it. And Mr. Obey's solution to that, borrow more money, spend more money. He's kind of become the sugar daddy of Wisconsin, and I really don't believe that that's what we want for representatives.
As chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Obey is bringing more than $18 million to his district this spring, including money for highways, airports, wastewater treatment plants, Apostle Island lighthouses, and a new UW communications building in his hometown of Wausau. And Obey doesn't apologize for increasing the debt.
When they say, well, what kind of debt are you going to leave our kids? I respond by saying, what kind of economy are we going to leave our kids? What kind of opportunity are we going to leave our kids if we let this economy continue to spiral downward?
Obey says the voters elected Barack Obama to bring about change and new budget priorities. Dan Mielke says he's already seen enough.
Keep in mind, Obama has made enough changes in the last 3 months that will outdo most presidents that have done it in the first 2 years.
It was apparently a short honeymoon for Mr. Obama and a nonstop campaign for Dave Obey. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.